my life was very unmanageable. I was losing everything.
This is Jacqueline Abney of Cleveland.
I lost houses, my car, my kids, the respect from my peers at work.
Jacqueline is living in the Beacon House. This residential treatment center looks just like any other home you would see in the historic downtown area of Worcester. The only difference? She's living with several other women struggling with substance abuse disorder.
It didn't seem like it was an institution, you know, and that I was really scared of. So it was homey, and I thought, okay, you know, I might be able to handle that.
Jacqueline had been fighting an addiction to heroin, which evolved into meth for 7 years, until one day she lost her job.
So I thought, okay, you know, enough is enough. You're 40. Let's do something. So I called up here.
And Jacqueline emphasizes just how important that first phone call can be for an addict.
And they call that the 900-pound phone. You know the phone's there and you know the help could be there, but to actually pick it up and do it is probably the biggest and first step in recovery, I think.
Thank you for calling 180. This is Peggy.
There's no shortage of phone calls here at the 180 Crisis Center, which runs the Beacon House. Mental health and addiction experts agree with Jacqueline that picking up the phone and making that first call is vital for anyone seeking treatment. But 180's executive director, Bobby Douglas, says facilities in Ohio and around the country are running into a major challenge.
The federal government actually restricts residential treatment centers to being able to have no more than 16 beds.
The bed limit is known as the Institutions for Mental Diseases Exclusion, or the IMD rule. It says the federal government cannot issue Medicaid funding for any facility with more than 16 beds. It's meant to discourage the flow of money for large mental health institutions. However, it's having what some see as an unintended consequence, forcing centers to turn addicts away because they've reached capacity. Douglas says there's a sense of urgency when it comes to connecting people with treatment right away.
So what we want to do is remove the barriers so we can get people into a place where hopefully they start to see that there's a different way.
Republican U.S. Senator Rob Portman agrees with that sense of urgency when it comes to connecting people to care.
There are so many heartbreaking stories of people who are ready for treatment. They go to a treatment center, find out that there's a wait. During that interim period, they continue to use. In a couple of cases, specifically in Ohio, those individuals have overdosed and died.
Portman is seeking a measure that would either raise the bed limit to 40 beds or get rid of the cap altogether. But there's a dilemma. That kind of bed limit increase can hike up Medicaid costs by as much as $10 billion. Portman says he's working on a plan that could bring that price tag down to around $2 billion. And he's making his pitch to the U.S. Senate and U.S. House.
I say we've got to do something now before this issue gets even worse. We're losing more people every year to opioid overdoses than any other single cause in Ohio.
Douglas supports raising the bed limit and says there's a way to rein in costs even with an increase.
There's an economy of scale that comes so that you can provide more treatment to people at a lower cost.
Governor John Kasich and his administration has also recognized the problem with bed limits. In fact, his office has put out a letter stating that the rule should not be applied to residential centers, such as the Beacon House. A change on the federal level would create more stability for treatment centers trying to follow the rule, especially considering Kasich is term limited and the next governor may view the rule differently. As for Jacqueline Abney at the Beacon House, she's 21 days sober.
For the first time, like, I see the light. I just don't say, oh, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I really see this light. So it's amazing.
And she's grateful there was a bed ready for her when she decided to pick up the phone and call for help. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.